Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair One on this February the 3rd. Well, we've had a lot of snow since we've spoke last, and I was out last week, and I'll tell you all about that coming up in just a moment. But I hope today finds you well, finds you doing good out there. And what do you think about all this snow that we got? I'll tell you, it was kind of hard to shovel, according to my wife. I've been kept indoors, and like I said, I'll tell you why coming up here in just a moment. First of all, I want to say thanks to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, I have a new and improved website. It's got a brand new look to it. So if you get time, check out radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And so I went on there and spruced it up a bit. So check that out when you get time. RadioNate.webs.com. And, of course, we're streaming online on the radio station website, WWGH1071.com. And you can find previous programs of this broadcast on there as well. Well, as you know, I missed last week. And I'll tell you why. A week from last Sunday night, a week from this past Sunday night, I woke up at about, went to bed about 10 o'clock, starting about 10:30, just after I went, got into bed, I started the worst stomach pain you could ever imagine. I'm telling you, this was awful. And it was kind of in the upper stomach area. And I could not get comfortable. I was up and down all night long. I'd sit in the chair. I'd walk around. I'd lay down, sit up in bed. And I didn't get a bit of sleep at all. So I called my mom in the morning. And she's a nurse. And she works at a doctor's office. And it's actually the doctor that I go to. And she recommended, well, you best go to the emergency room. Find out what's going on. So the wife took the day off of work, bless her heart, and we went to Grady. And I'll tell you what, I have nothing but nice things to say about Grady Hospital. I know over the years they've called Grady different names. I used to work for Walmart in Delaware, and Grady kind of had a lousy reputation then. But I'll tell you what, now they've got it together, and from the first person I saw at the door to the last person I saw when I left, they were all so nice. But anyhow, they never really did find out what the stomach pain was that caused it, but they gave me some nice medication through the IV, and it eventually went away. And they gave me some medication for stomach cramps. And I've got that to take, when I can, whenever I need it. And then my doctor put me on a medication for stomach, too, to take three times a day. So I'm taking that, too. So the stomach pain lasted on Monday, last Monday. And then on Tuesday, I started getting a severe pain on my right side when I would breathe. I'd take a breath, and it would be a stabbing pain in my right side. I thought, oh, brother, here we go again. Well, I didn't go to the hospital for that, but I did go to the doctor for that. And we did some x-rays and things like that, and come down that there was, did some blood work and stuff. And and everything was higher and elevated and all, there was going to be a problem and this and that. And it turned out it probably was some bronchitis that I had last week, but I was in so much pain on my right side. So I had the pain in my stomach on Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, probably into Friday, and then over the weekend a little bit, I had that stabbing pain in my right side. And boy, I'll tell you what, it hurt too. It hurt to breathe. So I would take these small little breaths so they would measure my oxygen level. They said, boy, your oxygen level is not very high at all. I said, well, I'm not taking very deep breaths because it hurts. So that's probably why the oxygen level is not very high. But anyhow, I am on the mend now. I have just a tiny little pinch of a pain left. If I take a huge deep breath, like if I go like that, then I'll have a little tweak of pain in my right side. But we did do some fresh blood work just, was it yesterday, the day before? I've been losing track of time. And so the levels are coming back down towards normal. So the doctor said, okay, we'll wait it out and see how you feel. And if you get any worse, call me. So I appear to be on the mend, knock on wood. And so that's where I was last week, just a little under the weather. And so, yeah, that was interesting. So I had all kinds of tests, poked and prodded and everything like that, and x-rays and fun stuff. But like I said, for Grady Hospital, I have nothing but good to say to those folks. They treated me so fine, so well. And if you need an emergency room, why, they'll get you in and get you going and treat you well. My brother had good success there, and he recommended that I go there. He said, I think Grady will treat you well. So I did what he said and did that. So, all right. Well, hey, let's get to some trivia. We're giving away a Subway gift card today. And a $5 Subway gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win. And then we will pull a name and find out who the winner is. So here's my trivia questions for today. In the U.S., some people eat turducken instead of traditional turkey for Thanksgiving. What is turducken? In the United States, some people eat turducken instead of a traditional turkey for Thanksgiving. What is turducken? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. Which American football team won the first ever Super Bowl played in 1967? Which American football team won the first ever Super Bowl played in 1967? 740-383-9944 if you know. What is the world's longest river? What is the world's longest river? The world's highest waterfall is named what in Venezuela? The world's highest waterfall is named what in Venezuela? The Big Apple is a nickname for which city? The Big Apple is a nickname for which city? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, how are you, Ernie?
I'm doing good. I think probably better than you.
Yes, sir. I didn't mention it, but I did get a COVID test during all this, and it wasn't that.
That's great.
So that was good.
Yeah.
I said it better not be that, as many precautions as I take.
Right. Yeah.
I'd be mad.
Yeah. I missed you. Missed you last week.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I miss being here.
But I knew about 30 seconds into your program when you said, I'll tell you what I did last weekend. Went down to the Union County Fair.
Yeah.
I think that was late July you did that last year, I believe.
Yeah, and you're like, nope, that's not him live.
Right. Kansas City won the first Super Bowl.
Yeah, Kansas City.
I was there.
Oh, you was there.
Yep. I was living in California at the time, and I was one of the, I don't know, 65,000 or something like that. Wasn't a sellout crowd, you know. It was just the AFL, you know, NFL playoff or final playoffs or something like that. It was called.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't called Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah. It didn't have the fancy name.
Yep. Well, no, I'm wrong. Kansas City did not win. Green Bay Packers won. They beat Kansas City.
Okay.
35-10.
Yeah, it looks like I've got both written in my notes here. That must have been who they played each other.
Yep.
Played
Bart Starr, you know, quarterback for Green Bay Packers. So it was a good game.
Yeah, and imagine back then it would be what it is today, turn into a big old game, and look forward to it every year.
Well, it cost me $12 to get in, too.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Today it's about $1,200.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Couldn't touch it for $12.
Right.
Right.
Alrighty, I'll be listening.
All right, thanks, Ernie. Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Hope you keep improving.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, Mr. Ernie Brees there, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. What year did the Empire State Building first open? What year did the Empire State Building first open? How much did a pack of chewing gum cost back in the 1960s? How much did a pack of chewing gum cost back in the 1960s? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Ernie.
Bob, I'm good. How are you?
You're looking for the Big Apple.
Looking for the Big
Apple. You're looking for the Big Apple.
Yeah, the Big Apple's a nickname for which city?
It's New York.
New York. Yes, sir. That is correct. Well,
You're cutting out, Nate.
Oh, okay. Well, how are you doing
today? Anyway, New York is the Big Apple.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's correct.
Yeah. So, you're feeling better now?
Feeling better now. Much better than last week.
Yep. All right. For supper tonight, I'm having tacos.
All right. That sounds good. With all the fixings?
All the fixings.
All right, that sounds good. Sounds good.
Right. So I hope you're getting feeling better, and I can hang in with us.
All right, you hang in there too, Bob.
All right.
Take care. All right, have to take a break. We'll do that. Come right back.
7.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian Native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search
Hey, we are back, and I think we have a caller on the line. Caller,
yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah. The question about the turkey, would that be duck?
Yeah, right. Yeah, looking for turducken. That's correct. How are you today?
Well, that's my answer.
Yes, how are you today?
Okay.
Good. Is this Eva?
Yes.
Eva, it's good to hear from you. I appreciate your call today.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank you.
I'll get you all signed up, and you take care, and you have a wonderful evening now, all right?
Well, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. See if I can get my, there we go. Get my microphone a little bit better there. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. 432 is the time. We are having fun time doing trivia this afternoon. And let's see, what else do I have for you? All right. Oh, hey, Fired Up's going to be on the air tonight, 7:15 to 8 o'clock with your host, Terry Tackett and friends, right here, the sports show. So make sure you tune in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it'd be 5 cents for a pack of gum.
5 cents. That's what I'm looking for. Can you imagine 5 cents? What is it, like $1.29 now?
Yeah, about that now.
Yeah. And probably you could get you a chocolate bar for pretty cheap back then, too, I'd imagine.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah, everything was a whole different ball game back then, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but
you could buy penny candy. And
yeah. I remember when I was a kid, this... Of course, back in the 90s, there was still one little shop down in southern Ohio that would still sell penny candy.
Yeah, I agree with Grady Hospital.
Oh, you've had good success down there?
Yeah, because I went out several times and they couldn't find anything wrong, and I went down to Grady and they found that my thyroid was all messed up.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
And then they had me on medication that they... that I could have died, too, out here at Marion, and they didn't find that.
Oh,
and they found
okay.
it down at Grady, so.
Yeah. I was just really impressed. Everybody was so nice and kind to me and treated me with respect and... You know, they didn't act like you were there for nothing and everything.
Yeah, that's better than Marion Hospital, I'll tell you that.
So, yeah, we just decided to go to Grady, and boy, I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had good success down there, too. Good.
Well, I hope you keep getting better and
All
improving.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, Becky, and I appreciate your phone call today, and you have a good evening, and stay warm on these cold temperatures coming up.
You too, Nate. You have a good day now.
All right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you so much for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1, and we're signing people up for a chance to win a Subway gift card this afternoon. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And so that's what's on the table for today. Hey, what's the most, another trivia question here, what's the most expensive property in a Monopoly game? What's the most expensive property in a Monopoly game? One of the most famous car races is called the what? One of the most famous car races is called what? And in American football, a team gets 6 points for what? In American football, a team gets 6 points for what? 740-383-9944. If you know the answers to any of these trivia questions, why, give me a call. And once again, make sure you tune in tonight from 7:15 until 8 o'clock. Fired Up, the brand new sports show, will be on the air tonight with Terry Tackett and the Fire Brigade. You'll want to tune in for that. They have a lot of fun, and they are really good sports analysts. And so you'll want to tune in for that program tonight. 7:15 to 8 o'clock. Fired Up right here on WWGH. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you'd be looking for the Daytona 500?
Yeah, looking for the Daytona 500.
Won't
yes.
be long.
Won't be long, will it?
Yeah, about the 14th, I believe.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. Yes, that'll be interesting to see, won't it?
Yep, getting the back end, see how they run it this year.
Yeah, right. Yes, it will. So how you been, Ralph?
Hanging in there like always.
Yes, sir.
You had some bad luck here.
Yeah, I had some bad luck, yeah. Every now and again, it seems like I get a health issue now and again, but hey, we do our best to get over it.
Yeah, that medication does a lot. I have that, like diverticulitis and stuff, and that's what causes my stomach to do that.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I have to, you know, usually take, when I get my pains and stuff like that, and usually you just go and they tell you, you know, they'll give you something for pain and then tell you it'll ease away, and sometimes it does, sometimes it don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, it was stomach cramps like no other. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, and the wife had to do all the work, huh?
Yeah, poor wife had to do all the work. She took some days off and took care of me and took care of things, and bless her heart. And so we wasn't sure exactly what it was, and we wasn't sure if we'd have to be in quarantine or whatever, so we didn't go anywhere.
Right.
And so then I had one of those tests, and of course they go way up your nose on those,
yeah,
on those COVID tests, and that came back negative, so I didn't have that.
That's all good news when it comes to that. We don't go anywhere, usually stay into the store and back, and this is one reason why, you know, trying to register for your vaccine, that don't work either. They're all, you know, they send these teachers in our area right now. This is our week, and then they don't have enough for us because they're done the teachers.
Right, yeah, coming up a bit short on them, on the vaccines for everybody, aren't they?
Yeah, it's about everywhere, I think, but just to make sure they get the teachers done, you know, because they want to open the schools, but it's taken away from the ones, a lot of people need it, you know, so there's a lot of it on the news where they was hollering about it, you know, because people want them and can't get them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I told my doc. I said, "Well, doc, I'll sit back and wait my turn. Wait till it becomes available in your office and get it in your office."
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, so that's what I told my doc. So
eventually, I think it'll get there. I think. But we had Ohio Health and they canceled us out because they said they couldn't get any more supply. But the governor said that's all wrong.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He said that was all wrong. It wasn't true. They had backup coming, but they was canceling everybody and telling them to go elsewhere.
Hmm. So, interesting.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's, if they've got it, why, they need to get on the ball and get it rolling here.
But that's for sure. But
yeah.
I'm glad to hear you back, and I hope you, like I say, keep improving, you know, and like, I know what it is nowadays. You got to take care of yourself or nobody take care of it for you.
And
if you got a good sidekick, you don't have to worry about it. They'll help you a lot.
That's right. Yep, that's true.
Okay,
absolutely.
We'll talk to you later, Nate. Get out of here before somebody else gets mad at me.
All right, Ralph. Take care.
Right.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. And yes, February 14th is the 500 coming up here. 20 minutes in front of 5 o'clock, and we are rolling right along here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Glad to have the phone calls lighting up here and playing trivia and giving away a Subway gift card for today and having a good time. And let's see here. Let's see if we can get some offbeat news in here real quick. You're welcome to still call. We'll take your call right at the top of the stack. Your calls come first. So, hey, just go ahead and give a call if you know the answer to any of the trivia questions. We'll get you up on the air. An Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record by juggling 3 balls for 2 hours, 39 minutes, and 56 seconds while standing on a balance board. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, said juggling comes naturally to him since he has broken several juggling world records and practices the skill for at least a couple hours each week, often while running. Rush says keeping his balance on the board, which rocks back and forth atop a cylinder, was the more difficult part of the challenge, as the cylinder would eventually move to where it was no longer perpendicular with the board. The record-breaking enthusiast ended with a time of 2 hours, 39 minutes, and 56 seconds, enough to beat the previous record of 1 hour and 2 minutes. I would love to be able to juggle, but I've practiced and practiced, and I can't do it. I can't juggle. My dad, he can take three balls, and he can just juggle, 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 but I cannot juggle for the life of me. But it'd be fun to be able to do it, especially if you're balancing on something. That'd be pretty neat. Freddy, a Great Dane known as the tallest dog in the world, has passed away. Guinness World Records, which conferred the tallest dog honor on Freddy in 2016, announced Freddy's passing in a press release. He was 8.5 when measured by a veterinarian and the book's editor-in-chief. Freddie stood 3 feet 4 inches from foot to withers, the withers being the tallest part of a dog's shoulder. Standing on his hind legs, he was 7 feet 5.5 inches tall. He was not just the tallest dog, but the dog with the most love and the biggest heart. He was just a total good little dog, said the Freddy's owner, Claire Stoneman, told Guinness World Records. Stoneman and Freddy lived in Essex, England. According to Stoneman, Freddy was the runt of the litter, who wasn't able to nurse from his mother, prompting her to adopt him a couple of weeks earlier than I should have. I had no idea he was going to get this big at all, Stoneman said. At the time, Freddy was named the tallest dog in the world in 2016. Stoneman said it cost her about $123 a week to feed him a diet consisting of whole roast chickens and peanut butter on toast. There you go. Peanut butter on toast. A dog after my own heart. I love peanut butter and toast. Animal control officers in Michigan rescued a deer found with its antlers entangled in an old rope swing suspended from a tree. Berrien County Animal Control Officer Matt Kuntz said he responded to a call for assistance from the St. Joseph Police Department when the buck was found caught on the rope swing. Upon arrival, the buck managed to really get himself stuck. He dug himself a hole, literally and figuratively. He was really worked up and buried deep in muck. They said it took about 20 minutes for the rescuers to calm the deer enough to free him from the swing. He said the deer was released unharmed. All right, that's our offbeat news for the moment. We have to take a break. We'll do that. Come right back. This is Offbeat News and Trivia.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
NewsForce is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, it is time for What's That in the Mailbox? And today we hear from Robbie. And he emailed the inbox at RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. And you can send me your question there, and I will answer it on the air, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Robbie wants to know, Nate, is it ever okay to waste time? Well, that is a mighty fine question. I do think it's important to take time to relax, and is relaxing wasting time? Well, I don't think relaxing is really wasting time, because relaxing is good for the body, and it's good for your, you know, for your brain cells to take some time to just kick back and relax. But waste time, boy, that's a mighty fine question. Is it ever okay to waste time? I guess I'll say, put it this way. Maybe not waste time, but it's always a good to take some time to sit back and relax and do something, to do nothing every now and again. So if wasting time is doing nothing, then maybe it's okay to waste time. But I think it's important to just do nothing every now and again, to just let your body just relax. And is it like sometimes, you know, when I'm stressed out sometimes, you can go on YouTube and download hours and hours of sound effects from the ocean, you know, and they'll have this nice music playing with it. So I'll turn that on and then just sit back and relax for maybe 20 or 30 minutes. And that just really calms you down and relaxes you. So, Robbie, there you go. That's my answer. Is maybe okay? Is it ever okay to waste time? Well, if wasting time is doing nothing, then maybe it's okay to waste time every now and again to just relax yourself and, you know, just to revitalize yourself a little bit and make sure you don't become too stressed out. All right, Robbie, that's my answer. Okay, you can email the inbox anytime too, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. You know, I was looking at the old calendar, and I knew it was coming up, but my wife and I will be married 11 years on Saturday. Yeah, I've already got a couple of presents ordered for her, so I didn't forget. Yes, indeed. Got on old Amazon and got them ordered, and they're already here. So, got her a couple of surprises there. So, yeah, this Saturday we'll be married 11 years. It's hard to believe that when we were married back in 2010, February 6, 2010, there was level 3 snow emergencies. I mean, it was crazy. There was snow all over the place. And in Marion County itself, where the wedding was, right here in Marion County, we had it here at a church here. And we went ahead with the wedding anyhow, even though all the snow was going on. It was just a level 2. Well, folks still came out. We still had about 100 people show up, and they showed up in a blizzard. But the actual day of the we got the snow, big snow the day before, but the actual February the 6th, the day of the wedding, it was a sunny day, and they had gotten a chance to be out on the road some to plow the roads. So, but yeah, still had 100 people show up to the wedding, but it was a nice little simple wedding. We didn't do anything fancy by any stretch of the imagination. Just something small and simple is all we wanted. So, but 11 years, February 6th. So we'll have to, I think we said we're going to order out, bring in our, do some takeout of our favorite restaurants this weekend, I think is what we're going to do. All righty. Well, let's hit some more trivia, see if we can get a couple more questions answered here at 740-383-9944. And we are playing for a Subway gift card today. So if you would be interested in a Subway gift card, just give me a call, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in for a chance to win a Subway gift card. What is the world's longest river? What is the world's longest river? The world's highest waterfall is in Venezuela. What's the name? The world's highest waterfall is in Venezuela. What's the name? 740-383-9944 is my number. What year did the Empire State Building first open? What year did the Empire State Building first open? What's the most expensive property in a Monopoly game? What's the most expensive property in a Monopoly game? And in American football, a team gets 6 points for what? In American football, a team gets 6 points for what? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, you have the end of the program.
Yes, sir.
You're looking for the Nile River.
Yep.
And Victoria Falls.
Yes, Nile River and Victoria Falls. That's correct.
All right, you get down there and lay answers like that for you.
All right, you enjoy those tacos now.
Right.
Okay. All right, Bob, thank you. Bob's what I call it. He's our cook and our cleanup man. At the end of the program, he always comes through and cleans up the last few questions for us here. And we are just about 1 minute away from doing our drawing and finding out who's going to be our lucky winner on this cold winter, February the 3rd. And I'll tell you what, it's a cold one out there. I put my hat and my gloves on, and man, oh man, it sure is a cold one out there. Hi, we're on the air.
Am I too late?
No, you're just in time.
For a Monopoly, is it a hotel?
Yeah, it's a hotel. That's right.
I haven't played in a long time, so I wasn't sure, but I thought it was a hotel.
Yeah, how you doing, Sarah?
Oh, good. You?
Doing all right.
Doing better, huh?
I'm doing much better than I was this time last week.
That's like to hear.
Well, I appreciate the phone call.
No problem.
Hey, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All righty. And okay, it's 4:54:40. Hey, don't forget tonight from 7:15 until 8 o'clock, it's Fired Up. It's a new sports show with Terry Tackett and the gang. They'll be in here telling you all the sports figures, sports facts and figures and everything, and getting ready for the Super Bowl. And they're going to be having a special Super Bowl program, which they'll tell you about on Super Bowl Sunday. And so that's coming up tonight. Okay, here it is, 4:55. And it's time to find out who our winner is going to be. And let's see here. Let's mix everybody up real good here. Playing for a Subway gift card today. And the big winner of the Subway gift card is Eva Kalb. Eva Kalb, congratulations, you're the winner of the Subway gift card. I have your address on file, and I will get that sent out in the mail to you. I appreciate everybody that called. Thank you, Eva. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Becky. And thank you, Bob, for calling me today. It's been a joy to be back here with you. I always hate it when I have to miss a program. It's always a real bummer to miss a program around here. And I just miss it so much when I have to be away and under the weather a little bit last week, but feeling much, much better this week. And doctor thought maybe I had a little hint of bronchitis in my right lungs, what it was. So, but I'll tell you, I had all sorts of tests, and they poked and prodded me and everything, x-rayed me and everything else. And had a little trouble starting my IV because I was a little dehydrated. You know how that goes, and they have trouble starting your IV. But at any rate, I'm on the mend now. Okay, hey, I've got time to let you know about Ladies' Corner here, and we have heart-shaped meatloaf today. Heart-shaped meatloaf. And here's what you need. 1/2 cup of milk, 1 1/4 cups stovetop stuffing mix for chicken, 1 pound ground beef, 1 egg beaten, 3/4 cup Heinz tomato ketchup divided. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Add milk to stuffing mix in large bowl. Stir. Let stand 5 minutes. Add meat, egg, and 1/4 cup ketchup. Mix just until blended. Place 8 2-inch silicone heart-shaped molds on baking sheet. Fill with meat mixture, adding about 1/2 cup meat mixture to each mold. Spread remaining ketchup evenly onto meat mixture in each mold. Bake 35 to 40 minutes or until meatloaves are done. Cool 5 minutes before removing meatloaves from molds to serve, and there you have heart-shaped meatloaves. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and that'll pop up, and you'll find the picture of this recipe, and you can copy this recipe down and make it and bring it in. No, I'm just kidding. But if you make it, let me know. Shoot me an email at radionateosu@gmail.com. Let me know how it was, all right? Okay, hey, don't forget there's a new and improved website out there, and it's mine, radionate.webs.com. Radionate.webs.com has got a new look to it. So check that out, and you can click through that, and I've got a new blog written up there and different pictures up there, so you can check that out to your heart's content. That's radionate.webs.com, and of course, we stream online at the radio station website. You can find this show on there in just a couple of days. They'll have that posted up maybe within 24 hours sometimes, pretty quick. WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. One more time, don't forget the new sports program Fired Up with Terry Tackett and his Fire Brigade. It'll be on tonight from 7:15 until 8 o'clock. Be sure to tune in to that. You'll enjoy it. That is tonight, so you can get interactive with them and enjoy the show this evening. I'll be back, good Lord willing, and nothing else happens, next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. I'll be back with another giveaway and more fun and excitement. So join me next week. Until then, take care, everybody. We'll see you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion.